The study from the Food Research and Action Center noted that breakfast participation rates among Utah students has fallen steadily in recent years. Neil Ricard is a child nutrition advocate for Utahns Against Hunger. He says when schools provide daily nutrition, the benefits go beyond stopping hunger.
It's one of the ways to really ensure participation, which we know is important, not just for the raw nutrition, although that obviously is important, but for the improved focus and concentration and emotional stability that kids have throughout the school day afterward.
Ricard says in early 2020, the Utah legislature approved Smart Start, a program to encourage participation by phasing in alternative breakfast models like Second Chance Breakfast or Breakfast in the Classroom over the next several years. He says due to the pandemic, the program will not start until this fall. In the meantime, he says many school districts have begun developing creative ways to deliver meals to many students who are forced to study at home.
I think as a consequence of all of the efforts that people made to get meals out to students and families during the pandemic, people are actually a little more aware of breakfast at schools.
Ricard says the report further notes that if Utah schools participated in breakfast at rates similar to West Virginia and other national leaders, more than 46,000 more low-income children could be fed daily.
We would love to get jumps in the rankings, but realistically, the progress is not just in total number of kids served, but in just reaching kids in critical areas. You never know which particular meal is going to be the one that makes a difference for a kid.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.